It was hailed as a global phenomenon. The Portal, a live stream between Dublin and New York. A woman on O'Connell Street proposed to her partner in the Big Apple. Family and friends waved at each other. There was dancing, a game of rock, paper, scissors between children in New York and people here. And then it started to go downhill. Bare bums, bare boobs, porn images, Nazi images, twin towers, all flashed on the portal between both cities. Those in charge tried to blur the images. That didn't work. It's currently shut down. So what are the New Yorkers saying about it all? Yvonne Murray went to the Flatiron District where the portal is situated.
I think it feels a bit like an alien ship has landed.
Benediktas Gillis, the Lithuanian artist behind the portal project, has become a global phenomenon since its launch last week, says he's overwhelmed by the reaction, but hopes that visitors will remember there could be children on the other side.
I'm all in for having fun, but we have families coming close to the portal, so there needs to be some boundaries to the fun that is happening.
This is the second portal of its kind. The first was installed between Poland and Lithuania, but that one did not generate as much interest or controversy as this New York-Dublin livestream. The Flatiron District of Manhattan is buzzing with visitors who've come to wave at the camera, dance together, or even play a transatlantic game of rock, paper, scissors in real time. But what's the impression of Dublin from this end?
Wilder than I thought, but in like the best way. As someone who lives in New York City, we love the wild energy, of course. We'll always reciprocate as well.
Have you heard about some of the antics going on the Dublin side late at night?
I have, yes. I'm not surprised. It's New York, it's Dublin. You know, some crazy things are gonna happen, but it just makes it all the more exciting, yeah.
Do you think that people in Dublin should tone it down a bit, or do you think it's just still part of the fun?
Maybe a little bit. Just a bit. We don't want Dublin to get a bad rep here.
But it's not just Dublin. Some New Yorkers have also hit the headlines with their behaviour.
Recently, there was a female, apparently she has an OnlyFans page, and she was out here and she had flashed her breasts.
Leighton Spears is a security guard from one of the private companies that have been on duty here since the portal opened.
Yeah, since the incidents, they put barricades up, so I guess, you know, no one can, you know, step on top of the platform or potentially knock over the entire portal.
On the picture of the burning twin towers held up on the Dublin side, he says he takes a dim view.
I feel pretty disrespected. I feel like they're, you know, putting some alcohol on the wound a little bit, because, you know, a lot of people are still here recovering from 9/11. So it's pretty, you know, disappointing.
In a statement, Dublin City Council said that the portal should be opened again later in the week. In the meantime, the artist says he has a message for the people of Dublin.
Let's transcend the sense of separation and be the pioneers of a united planet.
Yvonne Murray reporting from New York.